It's your favorite opinionated cunt whore dominating spend money, witch demon whisperer, alleged demon queen, business bitch, F5%er, Soviet Mercedes. And today at Fearless 12, I have one of my 5%ers and main girls, Jessie Magic, on. And today's not an informative talk. It's a huge ass rant. That's why I called it trigger warning. We bitch about how the world has gone so soft, has been so infantilizing itself by needing a trigger warning for everything that's not even valid anymore, to the extreme, the pendulum going to the extreme to the left. And we're debating what that's gonna end up, what the results of that are gonna be. And mostly it's me being extremely harsh and ruthless, and Jessie agreeing and doing her part of the ranting and venting. So yeah, if you didn't like me already, or if you thought anything negative of me, this is gonna be it for you. Here you can mentally jerk off to this podcast. My favorite thing already about this will be where people take it out of context. They get so triggered that they don't even listen to the full thing, or maybe even feel attacked. Anyway, for my actual mentally ill people. Your favorite opinionated cunt for dominatrix and money witch demon whisperer alleged demon queen business bitch and 5%er here at Fearless Wealth with my girl Jessie Magic.
Oh my goodness.
My queen. And first of all, where are you in your in your moon phase?
I'm bleeding. I'm day 3.
I'm ovulating, and I'm like angry ovulating. Like, I can feel the eggs on the right side of my.
You're over.
So I'm all like, oh, da da da, da da da.
Little extra testosterone. Yeah. Your husband, like, okay, I understand.
Yes. So let's just be clear. This was sparked, this spontaneous conversation, because this is the thing, me and Jessie always rant.
Oh yeah,
because we understand each other, same wavelength. We can emphasize, like, hey, you know, use each other as a mirror and soundboard. But some of the things we always agree on, which is the coddling, the dislike of the coddling of the world. When you give away responsibility, is there an official name for that?
Yeah, I mean, that's what I think it is, because like, we need someone else to fix it. Give away our power, give away responsibility.
You need to stop using certain words because they trigger me.
Yeah, you need to stop doing the things because I can't handle my emotional reaction to them. What yeah, is that?
You little cute infantile baby. So let me, with a tiny ass disclaimer, for those who don't know us, right, so they don't have any context, This is not about insensitive words such as, I don't know, the N-word, right? We're not talking about these. We're talking about normal words, normal words that you can use in a very healthy nuance and context, such as, I don't know, addiction.
Yeah.
The word fat. That's always, yo, the amount of people in DMs I get that get upset that I use the word fat. As a fellow fatty, I might say, you shouldn't be using fat. It's an ugly word. I didn't make it ugly. You want to tell me about how you made it ugly?
Exactly.
What's up?
Yeah. Well, so this morning I texted Bara because I was like, I found out because people don't actually confront me directly. They do weird behind the back shit because they know who I am. So I found out that someone went on a rant about a post that I made, that basically the post was this really cool meme that said, liberation is my favorite drug, or my drug of choice. And it actually wasn't my quote. It was something that that someone in my circle said, and I said, can I use that? Can I put that on a thing? You know what I mean? Because I was like, that's exactly my relationship with liberation, is that we all have vices. You talk about it all the time. We get to decide what they are at the end of the day, right? And I guess there was some kind of a rant that happened in which it was like, Jesse is insensitive because I'm an addict, and she said drug.
I wish y'all dear listeners could see my face right now.
I do too, because I sent it to Vara like, can you fucking believe this shit? What I thought was hilarious was the same person, when I made the post, sent me a DM. I never respond to DMs unless it's like my people. And the DM was unanswered from March. And it was like, I love your post, but I don't like that you said drug.
First of all, that's this whole thing that, first of all, your post is great, but I don't fuck around with that. Not in my circles, not in my platform. You don't come on my platform of any sort or in my circles and be like, I like it, but. Because first of all, you didn't have to say that I like it then. There's the whole like American just coddling, you know, let me start with an, you know, constructive, right? Was it construct? Let me start with a compliment and then I can bring critics. No. That's one thing.
Show me who the fuck you are. Just bring it.
I also hate when people, just a side note, when people do, they're like, hey, how are you? And I'm just going like, what do you want?
Exactly.
Do not, again, don't disrespect my intellect nor time.
Exactly.
But it's funny that drug is
that much of a trigger word.
Well, especially because it's such an umbrella term, right? Mm-hmm. I just Googled the official definition, and it's a medicine or other substance which has a psychological effect.
Yeah. It's an accurate
word. I know like ibuprofen is a drug, right? So that, you know, so what are we doing right here? Like, yo, you're on a rant on Instagram being like, oh, my belly hurts, I'm menstruating, and I took ibuprofen, it's my favorite drug, and people lose their shit.
It's astounding to me. It's astounding. The fragility of people overall is astounding to me, I guess, in a lot of ways. And also just the need to police others rather than regulating yourself. Like, regulate yourself. You still have an opinion, put it in your journal or write on your own, you know, whatever you're doing. But at the end of the day, you and I are both very opinionated people. And I think that it's an interesting kind of edge topic conversation, because it's like, to what degree is my opinion imposing on someone else? Well, when I end up in their DM, you know what I mean? It's like, I put my opinion on my platform where people can choose to engage or not engage and be there or not be there. If I insert my opinion into other places, I'm choosing to be involved in whatever comes from that, right? Whether I feel like it or not in that moment. What's your take on like being as opinionated as you are? Like, where do people get being opinionated wrong and fuck it up? If that makes sense.
Well, I see several lines go wrong here. First of all, the fact that we have now moved, like, a trigger was a medical and professional psychological, you know, I have my degree in psychology, like it's a professional term.
Yeah.
Now somehow it ended its way, you know, because all the label collecting, trigger, everything is trigger. Mm-hmm. But it somehow made its way into mainstream. And what happens then, you see the same with the word narcissism.
Yeah.
Right? That's a medical term, mm-hmm. Or psychological term. Yeah. And the moment official terms that are connected to an industry make it into mainstream, you see that they're not only being diluted, but they lose the original context and definition. So right now, what you see happening is that the word trigger, mm-hmm. Turned into
I don't like
traditionally it would be like it would trigger trauma, it would bring up trauma, right? It would have even a physical response. Mm-hmm. And now it's not only diluted but so broad that what you don't like,
yeah,
I don't like what you're saying, therefore it's triggering.
Yeah.
So we went from a almost like a helpful, right? Like a caution perspective. Mm-hmm.
Like there is a conversation that's going to be about sexual assault, trigger warning so that you're aware, like something like that to like, I don't like that you have an opinion.
Yeah. And I even have opinions about that though, which yeah. People do not like. I'm this whole like trigger warning. I'm like, ooh. If you get triggered by just the word, then one, the internet is not a place for you.
The truth that. Wow. Yes. Yes.
If you think, if you're as delusional to think you can police people's speech yeah. that in and of itself is not harmful, yeah. right? Again, we're not using N-word. We're not using whatever like derogative terms to whatever. We're using normal language. Mm-hmm. Then being around places is not – being around people is not the place for you.
Exactly. Exactly.
Digitally, in person, socially, economically, none of it.
Nope. You're not equipped for civilization.
Now we have gone into I fucking love these studies. Again, I have a problem with everything being a trigger warning right now. Mm-hmm. I stole this quote from Paul. I know you love me. If you're an asshole, you don't need a safe space. I understand context, nuance, whatever. We have come to a place where, again, just the word rape, mm-hmm. just the word mental illness, mm-hmm. allegedly mm-hmm. Creates these extremely incapable, triggered physical responses in people where they can't seem to function anymore. And what we're doing is we're creating an extremely infantile culture. Right. Like when you're young, when you're four and little Tommy hits you or says, I think you're stupid like that. You know, we get like, oh, no. Like, we have all these feelings about that. Like, and I feel rejection and I feel all these things. Right. And mommy mommy tells you like, hey, you know, first of all, it ain't that bad. Like, you know, let's calibrate.
Yes.
And then we can talk like, why does it do that too? But there's a linear line of growth of emotional regulation. Yeah. And I feel we're going backwards now.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. And there's a study, and I fucking love using them as an example, where we have currently in the United States, we have a pandemic of people who are allergic to cat hair and peanuts, right? Now that's something in 20 years, we won't need nukes anymore. We'll just throw cat hair and peanuts at each other.
I don't want to do that anymore.
So they've been researching what happened to this whole like peanut, right? The allergy, and because it went from intolerance to extreme severe allergies.
Yeah.
And we are at a point right now where schools completely forbid any kids and their parents to give snacks that have peanuts in them, nuts in them, or have been created in an environment that potentially had nuts in them.
Wow.
So this created this, what happened now is when the scientists went back, like what happened here, right? So when people started to be allergic mm-hmm. or had a intolerance, again, because it started as an intolerance, American schools started to forbid it. And you had these conversations where parents were like, parents were called in, right, for parents teacher meeting.
Yeah.
And the teachers go like, you cannot give your kids anything that has nuts in them or that has been created in an environment that may contain nuts. And the parents go like, is anyone allergic in the class? And the teacher go, no, but we want to eliminate XYZ. And I feel like this is where it starts, right? Because if I am allergic to whatever, I'll make sure the fuck that I know what I'm ingesting in my mouth or that I'm just eating my own shit. Like, it's a very simple thing. And if that means, let me be very clear, if that means that I have to experience an allergic reaction first in order to deepen that lesson, then so be it. Mm-hmm. Just like mom told me, do not touch the oven when it's hot. And I touched it,
yep,
regardless of her warning. I'm a guarantee you, I'm going to never fucking touch the oven again.
Exactly.
So there's a different spectrum of teaching what we're doing right now. Mm-hmm. So what happened right now, as everywhere where nuts were started to be forbidden, that women in and of itself started to, when they were pregnant, started to eat less nutty things.
Mm.
Therefore, fucking up the traditional healthy immune system of the baby, yep, creating an allergic baby. Yeah. Right? But that is by default extremely either intolerant or actually allergic.
Wow.
Now, what we're doing right now with language, mm-hmm, is the same.
Yeah.
I have recently learned, and it extremely was infuriating, that high-end universities started putting trigger labels on every book.
What?
And it's not even, this is the thing, right? I'm willing to not be as a fucking asshole enough to be like, okay, if there's a descriptive term of like, you know, this was a rape scene or a murder scene, right? I get that. Like, right? Like, hey, he, you know, he grabbed her by her hair and then like, right? But just the word rape should not elicit any response. And it's definitely not to an extent where people have the audacity to use the word, it triggered me.
I feel like we just need this, if we have the consensus, like life, trigger warning, like existing, trigger warning, like being a human being, trigger warning, like this is the world. What are we doing? How are we supposed to, and mind you, like every single individual person's health and well-being is our own personal responsibility to take into our own hands to whatever degree we are capable. And I recognize that there comes a point where for some people it's no longer within the grasp of their hands. And I get that. And I still don't know to what degree that's my problem.
Well, so what I feel like these people who are not only remaining in their victim position, but like milking it, like they are putting it on as their identity, as their coat, and they're fucking bathing in it. And like, oh, I found a new victim pocket in my pocket here. Oh, I found a new one in my jacket here. Oh, let me see what I can pull out of these victim pockets. I feel that they're so, one, they have turned it into their identity so much, mm, that it becomes empowering, right? Because,
yeah,
now you create, now you hold the narrative. Now you get to dictate how people are allegedly allowed to speak to you. So in BDSM, we call it topping from the bottom, right? Mm-hmm. You're basically the one, but you're dictating actually what's happening. So the question is, how much of a victim are you? Because, mm-hmm, that would be like something like reverse victim. We don't have a term for that yet. But allegedly they feel so powerless and helpless that they will force whatever power they think they can insert on people that are not the actual predators or, mm-hmm, the actual ones doing harm.
Yeah.
Like normal conversations online.
Mm-hmm.
I'm wondering,
yeah,
where are we headed with this? What kind of culture are you creating and molding if you give in into such behavior, if you condone it? Because everyone's afraid to be canceled. Everyone is. And again, there's a very healthy people who go like, you know, where's the boundary? That's a very fucking healthy boundary. Again, we don't use derogative terms. We don't use shit like faggot. We don't use shit like the N-word. We don't do that. That's a very clear term. That's black and white. But you can start dictating and policing normal language, especially not when it's not in the context, as in, oh, I rather choose freedom than use crack. Like, that's not what we said.
And even if we did, like,
but also if we did,
what?
As someone who has done excessive drugs, extreme drugs,
yeah,
I'm gonna use drugs always as an example.
Yeah, like I don't understand. I guess I'm not going to either. And I've kind of come to the conclusion that some of this stuff is just not going to be understood. I do have this thing in the back of my head where it's like, what we think is obvious is clearly not obvious to the majority of people.
Like, no, absolutely.
And I've kind of come to this place where I'm like, we as a collective society don't agree on literally anything. So even if whoever we is were to go, this is what we think about language. These are the words we're not allowed to say anymore, whatever it is, right? We wouldn't agree on that either. So I'm just kind of like, we're never going to come to a place where everybody agrees on what is okay and what is not okay ethically as a society. I don't think it's going to happen. I really don't. Like, I mean, I don't know what's going to happen hundreds of years from now or what catastrophes will change in people or whatever it is. But when it comes to actually having an agreement on almost anything ethically, like you and I have a pretty decent code of like, that's kind of where that edge lives for me and how I operate. And I won't let anyone near me that crosses that particular code, right? And so we function similarly to that, where it's just like, you can do whatever the fuck you want. Just don't do anything that I'm not okay with near me or have it affect me in any way, because then I'm going to be upset. You know what I mean? Like there's, for me,
and there's going to be consequences for that, right? Like I don't, I'm not always saying like, I don't care if you're fucking racist, just be racist very fucking far away from me. Cause it's gonna, we're going to have a conversation, probably like a fight too. So, right. Like that's, if you're going to be an abuser of women, like by all means, fuck, I have no illusion that I can do anything about that, but please take that very far away from me.
Yeah, you put that anywhere near me and you're going to hear something about it. You know what I mean? Like there's that layer of like when it touches me, right? Because ethically as a society, how would we even go about the process of being like, here are the things we're okay with and here are the things we're not okay with when we have the kind of people we have in the world?
Kent, and we are now stepping into a era which is mostly ignited online, where people are so deprived of actual social contact, not because of COVID, just because of how everyone's grown into internet and a digital world, where we miss body language, where we miss, you know, actually seeing someone's energy, where now almost as a counter movement of former oppression, right? That like that. Okay. Now I, the victim, am being seen, not necessarily acknowledged, but at least I'm being seen. Yeah. And what one of the best things is, like the most amusing, and I'm gonna be really fucking clear. I call all y'all people the fucking leftovers and losers of the world. You can't tell me shit. The people who are now doing oppressive Olympics. Oh, and collecting fucking labels. Oh, no, I can speak a certain way because I have mental illness XYZ. You are a healthy person, or at least you don't show or express your labels. Therefore, I have a hierarchy of speaking. Ugh. And we go to these extremes where the amount of times where I, as a fucking whore, have been told, oh, your words are sex worker unfriendly. My baby, are you high? So we have, and this is mostly like, it's always like a certain demographic, right? That participates in that demographic who as a collective is the least oppressed right now. So they need to insert themselves. Anyway. Again, we call these the leftovers of the world. They're never successful. They don't make any money. They just parrot hip words, but that's about it. Yep. They've learned on Twitter, by the way.
Yep.
So now we have these Pokemon label collecting motherfuckers where they're like, I can speak because I have anxiety. And then the other one goes, oh no, I have bipolar, PTSD, and manic. So therefore you need to bow down and not speak because I have the right to speak more.
Oh my God.
And it goes to extents where I've seen, where I've seen trans people tell black women, yo, but I am oppressed, so you need to shut up. Like, I've seen it all now.
We're now fighting over who's more, oh my. Like, what? How does this get anywhere? And where the hell are we trying to go? Because at the end of the day, that's what I'm like. Where are you trying to go? When you look at some of the conduct, you're like, what is this world you envision? Because I don't think I want to be. I'm glad I'm not going to be there.
I'm very good on not being there, because I'm make sure I'm by my own island and not be there. And I'm not being that symbolically. I'm actually fucking by my own island.
I'm down. You know I'm down.
So this is the. So where are we going? This is the problem. These people collectively share 0.5 brain cell, and they take turns on who gets to use it that day.
Oh my, your ovulation energy is my favorite. I'm living for this right now.
Yeah, so they take turns on who gets to use it, and you know, actual cognitive brain capacity requires a long term, right? Because we're not 4 years old anymore. We're not going, mommy, you know, Randy called me stupid, or Randy called me that I have a bad nose. Mommy, fix it. Because that's
exactly what
it is. It's
what we're doing. Yeah.
Behavior. Mm-hmm. That's, and this is the whole same reason why we have religion, why we have governments, because we are infantilizing us, mm-hmm. going to daddy, please tell me what to do. Mommy, please change my diaper. Please tell me how to operate. And I'm this helpless little creature. Mm-hmm. I have just, my body has mimicked growing into an adult, but I'm this helpless little creature. Yep. Mommy, fix it.
Yep. And then with no self-awareness to recognize that that's occurring. Like, if you're at least aware that this is occurring and you can check yourself occasionally, I have a little bit more respect for that, where you're like, okay, I see that I'm behaving in a way that has a lot to do with the fact that I haven't processed anything from my childhood at all, or whatever it is. Like, I can be like, okay, there's at least a slight amount of self-awareness going on there. But when it's literally just vomit all over everybody else because you pay no attention to what's going on inside of yourself, it's like, get the fuck away from me.
Ma'am, that requires 1.5 brain cells. They That's not available. 1.5 brain cells. We're out of brain cells.
We have no brain cells for this. That would require more brain cells.
Left. There's no more brain cells left.
And this is why I get to the point where I don't care how anybody feels about anything I say. I've never cared, but I really don't care. I didn't think that I could care less, but I currently do care less than I have ever cared before about what anybody thinks about anything that I have to say. Because at the end of the day, that's what it is. It ends up being, let me project what I can't figure out how to deal with inside of myself onto you and everyone else.
And it's, and I've had this conversation with a flame, hey girl, that it has a lot to do with what mental container they have put you in. Mm-hmm. Why I never get canceled or never get backlash is because people know I'm an dominatrix. Mm-hmm. I literally market myself as an opinionated cunt. Mm-hmm. They've seen me do extremely ugly things online, right? Posting DMs from husbands who are in my DM, show me sending it to their wives, to their company, and I'm exposed everything. So people are, they have this, oh, like, but they have put, they put many teachers in this, again, like this mommy-like container, mm-hmm. right?
Yep.
And mommy should be the best interest and should be only focused on me, the infant.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So not only is this, you know, perpetuating this, like, mommy, please help me, I'm an infant, but it's also showing that they put you, placed you in a container, and then you get even like more layers. Like they think they have the, they think somehow they're in this, again, it's all delusions, right? They're in a position to school you
on anything ever.
As if you are not only an autonomous being, but you're a well-functioning being who doesn't explicitly do harm.
Mm-hmm.
Again, there's a bunch of harmful people out there, baby. Fucking focus on them. We have the KKK. We have Nazis. And you're getting upset because some person said drug? You're upset with me because I said fat?
Oh,
baby, your root problems are rooted deeper.
Mm-hmm.
And neither one of us will be able to help you, assist you, or fix those for you.
No, just get the fuck away. I feel like there's not even a point in engaging. And that's something that you've definitely modeled really beautifully, is just like, there's no point in engaging with most of this, because there's really no it's not going to be a conversation of functioning adults. It just isn't. So there's the only,
because you're not talking to an adult.
Exactly. So it's just, there's really no point in engaging with it, but it is entertaining as fuck to discuss it with you, because we get to look at like, look at what is happening and how do we want to move in the world that is this, that this is what it is. I think a lot of people are trying to, they're painting the world differently than it's actually showing up. And then they're creating whatever it is that they're creating based on an illusion of what is actually occurring. And for me and you, it's like, no, I see what it is. I see what I'm interested in allowing near me. I see what it is that is occurring, what I desire, what I don't. And this is how I'm going to show up in the world as a result of that. And that's not really what's happening with the majority of people.
No, yeah, absolutely. And I will add to that, that to me, extremely fascinating is, and amusing, this is because this is all extremely entertaining, because not my inner kid, but my rebellion, like I want to see like how far I can fucking poke you without actually saying anything harmful. Like I will just walk those borders. Mm-hmm. Baby, come at me. Come. But it's mostly fascinating is how people, and I will forever say this is mommy issues, how people will navigate continuously to people who allegedly do harm just to be fucking rejected. Mm-hmm. Mommy, please reject me. Mommy, I'm going to watch you do the thing that is allegedly so painful to me, but I will keep coming back. Yep. Now, if that ain't a fucking rejection fetish, mm-hmm. then I don't know what is.
Yes. Yes. Mm. Your ovulation energy is on fire. I love it. I'm over here like my blood words are trying to make sentences. you're putting it all in exactly the terms. And I think that as we're moving out of this, I hope we're moving out of an era of like idolizing teachers in the way that the guru stuff that has been going on over the last couple decades. It seems to be slightly less than it was. I don't know if that's just because I've moved away from it though. Do you think that it's still just as bad?
No, it's getting much, much worse. Yeah. And like accumulative.
I'm just running away.
And I can see it. I wrote a whole rant and blog, which I haven't published yet, about this last week, where the internet got upset with Kylie Jenner, Joe Rogan, Beyonce, and
it's a weird
it was for anything they said in regards to COVID. And we have now, and this is a Western thing, this is a Western hemisphere, and I'm thinking it has to do because the climb in hierarchy of social ladder. I don't fucking know. But what we are doing right now as a collective, right? We are demanding people who have platform to speak a certain way.
Yes.
We are putting any responsibility on them. Like, hey, you have a platform. Therefore, you should use it this and this way. Mm-hmm. And why I have a problem with that is, again, Joe Rogan, regardless of what you think of Joe Rogan, but Joe Rogan said in his podcast something like, a lot of people around me got their vaccine. Personally, I think that if you're a healthy person, if you work out, if you take care of your nutrition, that I don't think you would have to worry about that. And the world exploded. And my thinking is only like, why are y'all listening to a comedian? We have a professional comedian that gives his personal opinion, and what now, right? And everyone jumped on it. Medical, CNN, Fauci, everyone jumped on it because Joe Rogan, with the biggest platform, said something, and it should be his responsibility to inform. Even Harry, the fucking former prince of UK, spoke about it. And I'm just like, this is in East Europe, if an actress says something, it's the other extreme opposite. If an actress says something about politics, they'll be like, oh, baby, how about you stay in your acting? Like, how about you do what you're good at, right? You stay in your acting corner, mm-hmm. and let the professional opinions be left to the professionals in that industry. Now, what it shows me, especially in the United States, because online, Facebook, Instagram, it's an American culture world, right?
Yeah.
First of all, it shows me that citizens do not trust professionals.
Yep.
Because if you listen to a comedian and you take his worth or value over that of a, let's say, a medical professional, that says more about your system. That says nothing about the comedian, though. Yes. But now if we're going to force the comedians, the actresses, the entertainers to speak from a point of as if they have anything to do with that industry, right? The medical, the politics, whatever, and take their worth as like this, they are the leader, they're the professionals, we're going to have a problem. Again, we're going to accumulative create this, I don't fucking even know. I wouldn't even know how to describe that apocalyptic dystopia. Ugh.
It just, it
grew. Why are people taking that value? Again, you're a comedian, you're an actress. Well, how about you? Look, if Beyonce will tell me something about dancing and singing, baby, I will take her word any day for it. Clearly, she has the receipts.
Yep.
Now, and why is it that someone's personal opinion, in this case, you of the drug, me of the fat, Rogan of his personal vaccine, mm-hmm. why is that being taken as advice? Are we high all of a sudden? Like, baby, if I tell you I like to be choked during sex, is that advice that you should do that too? No?
It's an opinion. It's literally stated in the context of what an opinion is. Where did we get to the point where, A, people can't think for themselves, can't do their own research on literally anything at all, are taking advice from Twitter or wherever else they're taking advice from? Like, what? Why can't we vet anything on our own? Like, honestly, I kind of feel like people deserve whatever's coming to them if they have no capacity to
100
to look baby up, research anything.
Darwinism or whatever the fuck at its fucking finest. Let's just remove all the warning labels of everything. I'm not saying people should die, but let's just see where it takes us.
Yep. It astounds me, and mind you, like, this is going to get where it's going to get, because this is kind of going into the thing, the date that I want to go on with you and Lilith, where we just throw things at stupid people. Because I specifically remember, I don't know if I said this on our last podcast, but there was a tanning salon that I used to go to. I don't care what anyone thinks about that. There was a tanning salon that I used to go to, and there was a sign on the trash can that said, "Please do not pee in our trash can. We will stop the tanning bed for you should you need to pee." So I wish you guys could see Bara's face right now. Like, this is the world we live in. This is the world we live in. Like, look at all the warning labels. Those were all created because someone ate the bottle cap. Someone stuck that weird thing in their butt. So then it says, "Please don't stick this in your butt." What is happening? Like, I love the idea.
What is the thing? By all means, stick whatever the fuck you want in your butt. However, keep that responsibility with you.
Yeah.
So we are creating a 120 character culture.
Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
So and even I went down the rabbit hole of like what of the stories of, that we use as examples of lack of critical thinking are actually true.
Yeah.
Now, the example of like, don't put a pet in your microwave. So I'm like, did that actually happen?
I would imagine if they had to make a sign or a statement or write it on something that had to have occurred. And then someone called the company like, why didn't it work?
And this is my problem. And this is where even like right, because America's like, hey, you fuck up, I sue you. Mm-hmm. I can't wait to sue someone, by the way. Ooh, I'm coming for your fucking grandchildren. You don't know. I'm too petty. I got too much time and too much money. I'm coming for you. I'm gonna become a professional American. But so even that system plays into this, right? Like, if you call a company and be like, hey, I put my puppy because I wanted to dry it in the microwave and the puppy died, or whatever, it was a kitten or a puppy. I think it was a puppy. And the juridical system goes like, oh yeah, that's a righteous complaint, versus, are you high? Should you be in a mental disorder? Like, institute? Like, because in my critical thinking, it's the latter. And furthermore, I'm just often like looking around and I just go like, how old are you? And they go like, oh, 36. I'm like, how the fuck did you make it so far?
No, because of the system that coddles them the whole
way through. There we go.
Because of the system that coddles them the whole way through. Because the microwave company is getting sued because your stupid ass put a puppy in it.
But it's not about the suing. Like, you can sue whoever the fuck you want. It's about that the sue is righteous. The claim is being portrayed as righteous. Yes, now you owe 50 mil. Now I owe you 50 million as a company because you're a fucking emotional damage or whatever, because you put a dog in a microwave.
Exactly. And this is the world that we're living in. And I, when it's, there are so few people left that I actually want to be around at all, and you're obviously one of them. And it's like, how do we do this world like this, and how do we win in this world? Because ultimately we're doing a pretty damn good job of it. And I think a huge part of that is not giving a fuck about hurting people's feelings, honestly.
People's feelings don't matter because they don't fucking matter.
Yeah.
Like, let's be very clear.
Mm-hmm.
And we talked about this recently online too. Like, it's not that we don't give a fuck. Mm-hmm. We just give a fuck only about the people who actually show the receipts of any critical thinking, intellect, progress, soul searching, right? Any characteristics that we deem worthy or that we deem important. Mm-hmm. The rest of them, But it's, my partner goes into these like frustrations too. And I recognize that like we had them like 10 years ago when we first got confronted with, you know, kind of the stupidity of people.
Yeah.
Where he's like, you know, hey, like, fuck, how are these people? And I want to, you know, get them smarter, waking them up. First of all, you can't make stupid smarter.
No.
Like, in and of itself, you can't make stupid smarter. Like, there's no way.
No.
Now, if you keep being frustrated with how stupid person A is, that's on you, because now you have a Chihuahua and you're wanting it to be a Doberman. And you're just like, why aren't you fucking Doberman? Why aren't you? And the Chihuahua's like, woof. And you're just like, no, you need to bark like louder. And the Chihuahua has no fucking idea what you're even talking about, because it cannot even conceptualize what you're talking about, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, you know, delusion. People show you who they are.
Believe them.
We believe them. We treat them accordingly or don't associate with them at all.
Yep.
If a dog pees on the carpet,
mm-hmm.
I don't try to teach it math. I don't try to teach it Spanish. I just say bad dog and I rub its face and it's fucking pee. Right?
Oh, I love you so much. I love you so much. I think one thing that I have always admired about you too is like the way that you show up, and from the get-go, it's like, here's all the names you might try to call me. I've already integrated all these pieces and claimed them fully. So like there's nothing that you're going to say that's going to stir me. Because any words that you say don't matter to me, you know? And like, that's the people whose words matter to me don't have anything but love for me.
Yeah, and let me be very clear. I only take insults in Visa, crypto, or money, or cash. And if you're not in my text bracket or in my intellectual group or above,
mm-hmm.
your opinion doesn't matter in general.
Exactly. And I think people really struggle.
Hate me for this one.
They struggle so hard, though. They struggle so hard with, like, I see it a lot. Like, people say things, and I'm sure you get it too, where it's like, I admire that you don't care about other people's opinions, or that you don't care about other people's judgments or what they have to say. And there are a lot of people that spend a lot of time and energy all day long, every day, either anticipating, worrying about some level of neurosis over what other people think about things. And I don't relate to that. And I do know that, like, I've seen some people say, well, it's important to care what other people think. I didn't read that post, so it didn't really matter.
It was just a Twitter. I don't know what, like, I don't know what that
means. It was clearly not that important to me. So like that kind of stuff. But I feel like there's potentially something, some like golden nugget around this where, yeah, maybe it's just our personality types that makes it easy for us to not give a fuck. But I do think it's a continued effort to just be like, let's be really, really pragmatic here. Like, where is it coming from? Do you value that source?
Value that source. And like, this is the thing. I know very little successful people mm-hmm. that are actually watching other people yeah. and commenting on their existence, on their, like, I just know very little people, not because they perhaps do or do not care, but because they're too fucking busy mm-hmm. right now, not in a grinding, masculine, we're just too busy creating and living freedom and life
exactly.
or building towards whatever goal they deem important. But
I don't know how to tell people to stop giving a fuck, and it's not really my, you know, it's not mine to do. But at the same time, I get a lot of that comment.
Well, and no marketing, but this is basically what my whole new course is about, right, Dom? Oh. Like, I feel that people who have a, and I mean this in the most loving sense. I'm not being sarcastic right now. I'm not being the cunt right now. I feel the stronger your sense of identity and self is,
hold on, murder,
the less you become worried with other people's label. Are you fighting with an insect?
I'm murdering. Dead. Sorry, go ahead.
Do I call PTA right now? Or someone, where are the American, if you killed an insect? Is that what we're doing? Murder.
It would have gotten me first, so he died.
But I feel like, And it's not even for me, at least, it's not even, I don't necessarily care about other people's opinion. I realize, as someone, you know, I have a degree in psychology, I have a certificate in hypnotism, as someone who understands and utilizes how malleable people are every day and therefore their opinion. And I always use this as an example. First, I go, By popular moral, I'm not a good person. I'm a bad cunt. I'm shit, whatever. Then, you know, and I can, and depending on how much details you give to a story and how you play the narrative, you command what people think, right? And my own career, using it as example, I rob men for money.
Yeah.
If that means they won't have money for their kids, for food, for rent, not my responsibility. Not just like the supermarket cashier is not going to ask you, are you sure, you know, can you afford, like, have you spent, like, right? We are entertainment service. Now people go like, oh, that's bad, you should be more holistic in that. Now then I can be like, sure, like, that's an angle. However, living in a world that's owned 100% by men, I'm gonna make sure that the much money that I make and rob from men is being distributed to women's businesses. I support single moms, like, directly one-on-one. I rarely tell this. So now they're like, oh shit, but that's actually really good. Now you got to make up your mind. Now, was I bad or was I good? Now I can spin this endlessly and add details to both sides to the point where you just literally see computer says no. We see their brain fuck up. Yeah. So in a world that is so, where people are so malleable, I do not care for their opinions, because it's so, again, 120 characters. It only requires 120 characters and you flip your script.
Yep.
And the COVID was the perfect example. Mm-hmm. Everyone was, first, we know COVID started, we got sold the lie that everyone would drop, like, just like an apocalypse movie, right? Like, you just walk outside and people just drop by the bushes in the supermarket. Like, that was the story we were told.
Yep.
Now, as we don't have any receipts yet, we take it for face value. Mm-hmm. Now we're seeing that, you know, countries do a different thing. Some masks, some no masks. Children can get it. Children cannot get it. All professionals are saying something else. And all the citizens of that country believe they're professional. So clearly we're not dealing with some sort of truth. We're just dealing, again, with malleable people.
Yep.
And this, using the same example, how, regardless of, again, what we think of COVID, people have told me several times, you should listen to the professionals. And I tell them, baby, I have residency in 3 countries.
They all say something different.
And they all say something else. Please tell me, like, I'm, again, I will fuck with you. You tell me, if you tell me I should listen to the professionals, we good. Tell me which one though.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
And the brain goes and they cannot compute. They will go into these dissociative, like, different spectrum coping mechanisms, blah, 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 blah. Word vomit, baby, word vomit. I want you to tell me and answer my questions.
Exactly. And this is where we get into the what's right and wrong, what's good and bad, where's the gray area, how do we actually find, you know, any, and that's kind of the lens that you and I were talking about, where what is absolute truth? And if not that, then everything everybody says is an opinion or a ploy to get some kind of a result or get some kind of a need met or whatever. Everything everybody says is that. And then we,
and,
you know?
Yeah. No, no, absolutely. Absolutely. And the way, especially, you know, you, me, us five percenters, our circles, we look more at characteristics. We look more at receipts. Mm-hmm. Than we do at what a person is saying verbally, right? Or so, and if we want to talk about, circle back to language, like, right, I can be like, you stupid fucking cunt bitch, you know, I hate you. Now, clearly you can tell I have wrong intentions. I have harmful intentions. I'll be like, yo, this is my bitch. This is my girl, right? Clearly the word is still the same.
Mm-hmm. Same word.
But the headlines would be, Bara called someone a bitch, which in and of itself is true, right? Mm-hmm. As an absolute statement, mm-hmm. is true. But now people start to attach all these morals and stories themselves that fit their narratives, yes. Right?
Exactly. And that's the thing. And I think one of the ways that you and I kind of rock in general is that it is about action and evidence, and it is about actually witnessing how we see a person move. Like, I want to see how you move. I want to see how you handle situations. And that's how I determine whether or not I want to be anywhere near you. That's my, and I think if that's the case, very quickly through observation, I've determined whose opinion I'm interested in hearing and whose I'm not. But that's my own capacity for discernment and observation and looking at facts and evidence and researching on my own and confiding in those who I actually trust to also research on their own to form my own decisions about how I want to move in the world and what I deem as significant or not. And I think if more people were operating from a place of some degree of sovereignty, that we would understand.
We're out of brain cells.
That's what I'm saying.
Out of brain cells.
We've given away all of our power to other people.
Out of stock.
We're on back order for brain cells.
Put yourself on the waiting list, maybe in the future. But so this is the thing. Like when we attach so much value to the concepts of good and bad. First of all, right? How, like, that's created by some sort of religion, mm-hmm. culture.
Yeah.
Again, everyone knows, I don't need no, like, everyone knows that if I hit you for no reason and you say, ow, that's not cool. Like, I don't need, there's no moral dilemma around that, right? But now people are so like, this is good or bad. So my question is, can a good person do bad? Mm-hmm. And can a bad person do good? And how much good would a bad person need to do in order to switch the scale from being a bad person to be a good person? Because these are the questions that play in my mind.
Yeah, and who gets to make that decision?
And I ask this question all the time. I get that blank stare from Boo from Monsters, Inc., that gif.
It's such a great question. And it's such a beautiful concept, too, because as soon as you, like, wipe those labels off, and you actually, I think that's when you step towards actual humanity. You're actually recognizing humanity when you step away from those extreme polarities and you go, oh, we're all just fucking up in different ways.
We shouldn't even make this, should have not been a podcast. It should be a fucking course. Anyway, this is the problem when people attach so much value and so much, they put so much willingness in labels, is because, again, You require labels if you don't have a sense of self.
Yes.
If you're, because a label tells you exactly how to perform.
Mm.
You're mentally ill, you're ADHD, this is how you perform. Oh, you're oppressed, this is how you perform. Oh, now we are in a world that has so much connection to value that we get wobbly because we know how a mother performs. Mm-hmm. We know how a virgin performs. We know how a whore performs, but they can never be the same. So you're either a mother, but mother like sex, that's not that's not possible. Mother only had one time sex when she made me. A whore, she has a kid, that's not possible. She's dirty. She does that dirty thing for money. How can she be a mom? Mm. Oh, you're a bad person, but you do good things? That's not possible. Bad people behave a certain way.
Yes.
And that's the problem when we attach so much value to these labels because they tell us how to perform.
Yes.
Because clearly people who have so much attachment to labels need a guideline. Like, hey, this is how you perform. Oh, you're this, you're employee, this is how you perform. Mm. And also, right, that's why it's not even about the label, it's about the characteristics attached.
Yes.
When I say all my people are business owners, they can be or they perhaps even cannot be, but it means they're adventurous. It means they are risk takers. Mm-hmm. It means they're curious. They have a different driven sense of life than someone who craves, right, like a stable 9-to-5, 5 days a week job. There's no moral in that because that's what people instantly, oh, but moral, blah, blah, blah. No. Again, it's about the characteristics. We attach characteristics to mom figure. We attach characteristics to a virgin. This holy, this clean, you know, whatever the fuck. We have characteristics that we determine with these labels.
Yes.
And going back to the circle of fat, we have characteristics that we attach to fat. So when I always say, oh, I have so many, all my people, every American had this conversation with me. And they go like, oh, you know, I can't do this because my fat ass is in the way. And they go like, oh, no, but you're beautiful. And I see my face. I'm going to be like, I'm confused. I did not say I'm not beautiful. I did not even insinuate that. I use a descriptive term of the amount of fatness around my ass.
If anything, that is the epitome of beautiful. So I confused.
But how did we go from that's a skinny person, that's a fat person, she has a fat ass, she has a skinny ass, she has brown hair, she has blue eyes? Why are brown hair and blue eyes non-insults, but fat ass is?
It doesn't make sense.
Because, again, people can tell me, hey, you're a fat ass. I'm like, great, what you going to tell me next? The sky's blue? Okay, great that we established all the obvious.
I'm glad your eyes work.
I'm so happy that your eyes work. Wow.
Someone's going to be upset about that because not everybody's eyes work.
This is insensitive and this is ableism or whatever the fuck for the people.
But that's the world we live in. That's the world we live in. And it's like, I'm
hoping
by existing, you will do harm and by existing, you will offend people. And you can either isolate yourself and live in a bubble and say nothing and do nothing and never have an opinion, or you can move the way you move around the people you want to move around. I really, like, I don't have space for any of the other shit. And mind you, like, the cancel culture is bullshit, but also, like, if I don't want someone anywhere the fuck near me, I'm just going to make them not be anywhere the fuck near me. It's different.
And because cancel culture is mostly an online thing. And I'm like, is everyone high? Does everyone not know how software and algorithm works? The moment you start mentioning them more, even if it's out of spite and hate, you bring direct money to those
them.
People.
Exactly.
Direct, because now they only get exposure more, which also allows people that think similar like the people person you're trying to cancel, which brings them again directly more money, more everything.
Mm-hmm.
So is everyone on drugs? Oh shit, pun.
Uh-oh,
trigger warning.
Radio, we're gonna I swear. I'm so thankful for you just always being a pillar of so much integrity in my world that it's just like, I know that if I bring literally anything to you, whatever it is, you're going to give it to me straight. You're going to be like, that's fucking stupid when it's stupid. And that to me is like, there are so few humans left with that many brain cells that do those kinds of things that it just makes me value you even. I mean, you know how much I love
it. But that's mutual. This is why we look for our 5%er circle, right?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
people who, if you surround yourself with yay sayers only, mm-hmm. who lack the ability to reflect critically,
yep.
you are not, you don't have friends, you have enablers.
Yep. Exactly.
Which it obviously perpetuates beautiful the victim position that you like and love being in, and like putting the victim jacket on. I'm like, oh, I found a new pocket in my victim jacket.
I didn't
find this pocket yet. Oh, there's new more victimness that I can pull out of this one.
And I just want to be the hell away from it, honestly. I mean, we're creating that though in a lot of ways, and we're. The kind of work that you and I do, although different, has the capacity very quickly to separate the kinds of people who want to stay in that forever and the kinds of people that actually want to do something different.
Because let me be clear, right? This is a free, and if you live in the modern West, you live in a semi-free nation. You get to choose how you destruct yourself. Like, I fuck with that. You have the freedom. You want to do actual drugs. You want to stay miserable the rest of your life. You want to stay, like, you consciously want to stay poor. Like, by all means, baby, the world is free. You choose your sense of destruction.
Yes.
This is free. That's truth, sovereignty and autonomy. You can choose your tool of destruction. Mm-hmm. But
she's about to drop it. It's coming. I feel it.
I have to find my train of thought.
Yeah.
Well, where did you end?
You just said that you can destroy yourself however you want.
Yeah. But again, demanding that other people. It's again. Why would you infantilize yourself?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Why would you continue fucking masturbating to your jerk off, to your rejection fetish?
Mm-hmm. They enjoy it, and it's like, that's fine. But stay the hell away from me.
Yeah, for sure.
I think that's just the where I end up landing repeatedly is just like, I'm not gonna try to change your mind. You're having a great time over there. You do that. Just don't do it anywhere the hell near me. Because it's not getting you anywhere, and I certainly don't want to be witness to it or anywhere the hell near it, because it doesn't do anything for what I'm doing.
And even this, like, again, it's because it's constantly delusion, right? Like, I understand that if I own property, mm-hmm. and, like, you come on my land or in my house, you have to obey by – you have to behave by a certain ethic. You have to behave by certain rules, right?
Yeah.
But the internet is not that. Nope. You don't own the internet.
Exactly.
So how dare someone come like, you can't say that. Like, how you wouldn't do that in you wouldn't come to someone's house and be like, you can't speak like that. And the leftovers of the world, they love making about like these, you know, these people like to, they're harmful and they're whatever the fuck they are. I'm just like, how's your jerk off session, baby?
Mm-hmm.
Like nicely trauma bonding with the rest of the leftovers.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I never had a clique, but now I belong to this clique and now we can collectively be angry. Nice. Give me that dopamine. Oh, I sure told them on the internet. I sure told that girl on her own platform that she shouldn't use the word fat or drugs.
Mm.
I told them, ooh, I've contributed to humanity right now. I am a good person.
And then they go on eating the things that are causing all the other problems. And it's just, that's where it, to me, it's like, where are these weird ethics? They make no fucking sense. They don't actually line up in any kind of way. You know, if you make a list of the way we contribute and take from.
Well, we always talk about this.
You know?
Oh, and baby,
mm.
I would invite you to tell the shit they do to me online in person.
Exactly.
Oh, baby, this is Team East Europe. This is Team Violence is an Answer. You tell me that shit in person. We gonna have a conversation.
We are.
And I'm not as gracious as Lilith. Like, Lilith is team I don't fight because I'm a beautiful woman. I'm like, baby, I will fucking stab you.
No, there's Viking blood going on here.
Like, by all means. Again, this is Team Slavic. What the fuck you mean? But they don't go because they have created their own social culture, mm-hmm. in their own little online bubble. and they demand like a 4-year-old playing mommy and daddy in house and however y'all call it. This is my house. These are real rules.
Okay. I remember being in middle school and having, I got some bullshit from some bullshit girls in middle school calling me names and things. I just remember how frequently I was like, come to my house. This is where I live. Come to my house. Let's have a conversation. Let's have a conversation. You know what I mean? Like, you really want to come over. Come over here. Let's talk about it. Say that to my face, homie.
Because this is the thing. Because people who actually walk the walk the talk the walk, mm-hmm. speak the speak, whatever. Yeah. They don't yell at on Facebook online. First of all, because they're probably too busy living their best life. Exactly. One.
Having sex.
And they recognize, because they have integrity, so they recognize real harm.
Yeah, exactly.
Last year when I went viral with the blackface, that the Dutch people should fucking stop their fucking blackface parties. Mm-hmm. I went viral and I got so many threats. Like, you race traitor, I'm going to fucking kill you, I'm going to rape you. And I would just be like, this is my address.
Here's where
I'm home. The rest of the week, baby. Mm-hmm. No one rang my bell.
You were hoping to, weren't you? You were ready.
Baby, I got more weapons than the Russian army
at
home.
You were ready.
Come.
You were ready.
I have more rage in me than 7 generations of like oppressed women. Come to me.
Come to my house.
Come.
I can see you as a person too who wouldn't even take the route of like an easy automatic weapon. It would be like a very large blade. Like a spear of sorts.
We're Slavic. We like our stabbings from close. Not pussies like Americans shoot from far. No, you come close. Show me the pain in your eyes.
Look into my eyes. Yes. I love that.
This conversation escalated.
I feel like this is exactly how it needed to end, though, because it's like at the end of the day, this is how entertained we are by the garbage stuff that the people of the world try to throw in our direction. We laugh and then we go back to, you know, I'm going to go have sex in the jungle and like unfazed by this conduct. If anything, got more publicity out of it and something fun to talk about.
But hey, leftovers, don't forget to say my name when you collective anger jerk off about us.
I like those energetic deposits.
Yes. Just like you're angry with mommy, mm-hmm. be angry with me. Mm-hmm. I give you permission because that's what you want, right? Permission. Just like mommy didn't give you.
Let them go talk about this podcast so that we can continue to.
With that being said.
Yes.
This was great.
It was so good.
Hashtag team no delusion. Hashtag violence is an ash. Hashtag violence is an ash answer. Hashtag y'all collectively, the leftovers share a half brain cell and they, you know, take turns on who gets to use them.
I love you so much.
I love you. Thank you for talking to us here at Fearless Wealth. If you got triggered, take it to your actual mom. I don't give a fuck. However, if you do want to insult me, you can do it in cash, Visa, crypto, other blockchain things. And I will actually read your insults.
Yeah.
But with that being said, or come to the good side, the actual growth, where you don't feel triggered by normal words. I know. Imagine if you ever had like a bad experience with a fridge, right? Like how you were moving, your parents were moving the house and I don't fucking know. The fridge fell over and had this loud bang. And now you have a certain feelings about fridge. Now getting really upset every time you see a fridge. Because that's how ridiculous that is.
You can start.
But yeah.
I love you. Thank you.
I'm going to hang up and I'm going to stop the recording and talk to you in a bit. Bye-bye.